Who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a baby, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You ever get a feeling like you forgot the last 10 minutes of your life? You ever get that feeling? Are these guys on mute? Hey, jackasses. No, not mute. Hey, guys.
No, I'm not on you.
Jesus, God. Anyway, so we're here. We're back. Oh. We're here. Good evening, everybody. We're starting late. 11:38 p.m. We usually start at this time anyway. What's up? Madhouse Radio. Thursday the 22nd of February 2007. Thank you, Dana. Very good idea. So here we are, ready to do a show. We're very excited. Here with me tonight, Milkman, Jin, and the Warrior. Guys, say hi real quickly, please.
Bye, bye.
Yo.
Yeah, well, good. Good to have you guys on. We are ready for a show, I suppose, right? You guys ready to do some prank calls and whatnot?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Let's do it. Okay, well, hey, everybody, if you want to reach us here tonight,
roll this shit.
The toll-free line will be open later. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. We'll probably be opening that up here in about 15, 20 minutes. If you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, again, AOL Instant Messenger is Madhouse Radio Online. No, that's the first time I said it. Guys, you always fuck this up, dude. Let me get my list of, hang on. I need my list of messengers here before I start misinforming people like every month, every week, every month. Yeah, anyway, if you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, it is actually, yes, Madhouse Radio, fine. Madhouse PCU Radio on Yahoo Messenger. You can also reach us on MSN Messenger over at madhouselive@hotmail.com. The new Yahoo Messenger is Madhouse Radio Online. So I made a mistake. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us tonight, there are plenty of ways to do so. The chat room is also available. Milkman, your turn. Go ahead and try to give out the chat room. You get one shot tonight.
All right, everybody. That chat room is pcuradio.dyn.dns.org.
All right, awesome.
And the favorite channel is Pound PCU.
Pound PCU, everybody. Wazoo. There are plenty of people in there tonight, including none other than Mr. Lonesome Loser himself, Storm Shadow. He has sent in a shit ton of fucking stuff. There's a Mouth magazine, dude. Did you know there's a Mouth magazine, dude?
Freaking hardest freaking man in all pranks radio.
We're going to have to call Mouth magazine, dude.
98.6.
The Mouth
magazine. So there it is. There we are. And here we go. First time messenger in AOL Instant Messenger saying, yo, wrestling. Well, hey, wrestling man. Wrestling wow. Yo to yourself, man. All right, yo for wrestling. All right. I heard he's Roddy. Rowdy Roddy Piper. Hey, Jin. Hey, Jin.
Hey, what's up, man?
When's the last time you were in Germany?
Sorry, come again?
When's the last time that you were in Germany?
Wasn't actually that long ago. I think it was July.
You go there often then?
No, Christmas. Sorry, I was there for Christmas.
You got family there still? Like, your immediate family is
Oh, yeah, I go there a lot. Yeah, most of my family's there.
Yeah, I'm the same. Most of my family's on an island in the Caribbean named Puerto Rico. You probably never heard of it. But you would if you lived here.
Oh, I know Puerto Rico, but I've never been there.
Ah, see, we're legends in our own time. The Puerto Ricans, very proud people we are, Milkman, don't you know it? Just like the Virgin Islanders.
Oh, my God.
We're the most...
Don't mess with them, man.
Cradle of civilization is Puerto Rico. Exactly.
Yes, sir. La Isla Verde.
Huh? What? I wasn't listening. Huh? Okay, whatever. Honestly, I wasn't paying attention. Andy's reporting. We have congratulations to Andy. He has just found out. He got an email that I guess an offer on a house that he's going to be acquiring has been accepted. So I don't know if he's closing yet, but congratulations, man. Good for you. And getting a house. That's awesome, man. Living the American dream, Andy is, huh? Isn't that awesome? He left us and ended up getting a house. Well, that's what you got to do. Maybe if I leave Athena, I'll get a house. I'm going to leave you, baby. Would that turn you on if I left you? For another woman, would that turn you on? An older woman? Older man? Younger man? Catholic priest? I know a few Catholic priests.
Freaky dinky.
Yeah. Anyway, so prank calls. Anything in the news we should talk about? I heard that Anna Nicole Smith still isn't buried. I guess the order came down tonight. No,
what is this shit about Britney Spears and the head shaving?
Dude.
Yeah, Britney Spears bald head.
Yeah, Britney Spears bald head. Have you seen the pictures of her going crazy?
That was skinhead O'Connor.
Listen, have you heard this? Have you heard the story of her going crazy last night at Kevin Federline's house with an umbrella? And she started going crazy, hitting cars and hitting paparazzi with it. Did you see that? There's pictures online, dude. If you go to...
No, I didn't see that.
Go to drudgereport.com. Hang on. I'll send you a link here. Drudge Report. You know where the Drudge Report is, Milkman, right?
Drudge Report. Yeah.
Drudgereport.com. As of earlier tonight... On the front page, there was look at Britney Athena, she's swinging, she's bald as hell. She looks like a short Demi Moore when she had her hair bald for that one movie G.I. Jane, and she's rearing she's rearing back this green umbrella, and she's about to like throw it through like a car, like the window of a car. It's hilarious, dude. Look at this. Watch Athena. There's a bunch of pictures here. She's fucking crazy. She's swinging it at people and stuff. Britney lost control, apparently. No one's talking about this. You know, I guess there's no video of it. I'm waiting for the video of it. But there it is. Mike, friend of mine, Mike. I don't know if I'm supposed to call him that. Milkman, the guy who made the PSAs. You know what I'm talking about? Remember those PSAs that we played on Sunday?
Yeah, those were hilarious, man. Yeah. Did he bring them back with some better audio levels?
No, I don't have the audio fig. I've just been too busy, man. But I got them.
Okay, I got you, man.
Yeah.
I know you've been busy.
Right on, man. Hey, he says he would also
can you post that link for the skinhead O'Connor pictures?
Athena, if you allow me. I'm going to tell you the website. It's x17online.com. Again, that's the letter X, as in xylophone, x17online.com. They're right on the front page. It's entitled Exclusive right. Britney Rages, it says. And you know what? There is a video on here. I haven't seen the video yet because I was at work. But there it is. There it is. Anyway, so congratulations to my friend Mike, who's
engaged. What about those pictures that they got those snapshots of her that have been circulating around? I ain't got to see none of those yet.
I don't know. I don't look at pornography. I don't need to. Right, Athena?
Oh, okay.
Right. Thank you. Milkman.
I do. Jesus God. Anybody wants to send a link, I want to see them snapshots. At least once. Oh, angry clam.
Uh-huh. Good. Yeah. What was he talking about? You? I don't know. Nope, man. I lose you sometimes. Mikey D says
I know, man. I'm just being a dick.
Mikey D says Carlito isn't even watching the chat room. He's talking to himself. This is brutal. What the hell? What can you do? What can you do, man? I don't know what to tell you. Where's the music? There we go. Anyway, yeah, Milkman, you did it wrong, you horse.
Well, somebody can Google that link.
That's not it. You completely rested.
Yeah, you fucked that up. Sorry, never
mind. Oh, hang on. You can say fuck, but what's the big deal, Jen? We talk dirty here all the time.
Oh, that was that.
We do drugs on this show.
Oh, I can say fuck.
Oh, it's online.com.
You know.
God.
You?
You blimey idiot. No, sorry, Jen. I'm kidding.
You bloody wanker, you no-no.
The Homie Hearth Bakery.
Sorry about that.
There's a Homie Hearth Bakery, apparently. H-O-M-E-Y. Is that honey or homie?
We need to call them.
We do. The Homie Health... I found Homie the Clown on Google. Oh, he's got a Wikipedia page, man. What about Homie the Clown? That fucking guy, huh?
I love Homie the Clown. He was great.
He had that
cracking him right over the head.
He had a sock full of quarters that he hit people with. He hit kids.
You know, probably a lot of these little kids don't remember that. You know, that was living color. Some of the finest stuff to ever come along, man. It broke the mold.
Homie expresses great resentment of the man, feeling he's the cause of all his problems in life and his current situation. He often says things like, "My police file is a long list of lies perpetrated by the man to keep a brother down." Despite this, homie once met the man by infiltrating high culture, but later revealed it was all part of his master plan to bop the man with his trademark sock. That's great. Yeah, I remember that. He became like a door attendant at a restaurant in order to infiltrate the man and hit him with a sock. Great, good for homie the clown. Don't mess around. That was good times, man. Good times. You don't
those
get good
great,
quality
man.
Comedy like that anymore, man.
Man, the Wyan brothers are some crazy bastards.
Yeah. That's it, man. That's it. So here it is. We're going to call Homie Hearth Bakery. Homie Hearth Bakery. This is an...
Okay, am I... Who's doing the call?
I'm doing it. I don't have the phone set up to be able to accept... you guys talking. So what you could do, you could call here, you know, you call here, and we put...
Yeah, alright, I'll call in. What's your number?
I can't just give it out. Milkman, do you have my number? I don't know my number.
No. Yeah,
I'll alright, give it a Jen.
And Jen meet me in the back room here in the madhouse.
That
here,
is
Jen.
Gay. Well, I'm gonna do the homie health thing right, for. Let me do the call first, and then you call in with the martial arts. We're gonna do a martial arts call after that. You'll do that one, all right? Super.
All right.
Fabulous, wonderful, beautiful. Okay, we're gonna come right back here in a moment with the first prank call of the night again to the homie Hearth Bakery. We shall be right back after this.
Okay, these guys confirmed 7 minutes ago.
HHB.
Hi, is this the bakery?
Yes.
Hi. What's the maximum amount on this short notice of a bakery order you could have by 8 a.m. tomorrow?
What are you wanting?
We're just looking to feed some of these kids over here tomorrow morning. We don't have any breakfast for them. We're looking for rolls or pastries or bread or whatever you got.
Okay. I'm not sure. I don't normally do breakfast, but, let me see. The girl who does breakfast will be in probably around 4.
4 a.m.?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you normally have there in the morning? You have donuts?
We have turnovers, muffins, biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy, should that be perfect? Mm-hmm. How do we put an order for that to pick it up around 8 o'clock a.m.? I gotta talk to her.
No, about how many are you wanting for?
40 kids.
40 kids?
Yeah.
Okay, I can put this down, and then, let's say... That would give her a general idea, and then if you would call back about, can you call back like at 6?
Well, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. The gravy, I have a special recipe for gravy. I was wondering if you guys could do it for me.
She would probably need a couple of days ahead of time on that.
Well, I can bring it in. Do you have mayonnaise?
Yes.
All right, you get some mayonnaise. You get some bacon bits. You get some corn oil, you get some bacon grease, you get some white flour, you get some Diet Coke, and you get some Splenda, and you mix it all up in a big keg, like you take a beer keg and you cut it, the top off, and you boil it in there for about an hour.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I call gravy. I was just wondering, maybe you can just do a little something special for me with that gravy?
I'm not sure. Like I say, I don't do it, so she'll be in around 4. I can leave her a note.
What? You don't like?
Call back around 6.
You don't want to make the gravy?
I know. I'm sorry.
You know, I have a special gravy in my pants. But it comes out of my ass. You understand? I guess she's not into that.
I'm a fecal celiac.
That was fucking brutal.
That was stupid at the end. I ruined that at the end. But, yeah. John Masterson is a fecal celiac, everybody. Hang on.
I love Jack Masterson, man. That 500-pound fat ball of fun. Actually, 428 pounds, but who's counting?
Whatever. He's lost a little weight lately. You know, he's down.
Oh, okay.
He's down to 428 now. He's been up to 498 for a while. Poor Jack Masterson. Poor old Jack Masterson, man. You know, diabetic.
Well, I put a Twinkie up to a mountain.
Yeah.
And stick it in my mouth and follow it down.
Yeah. That's what they said. We have 3 minutes left on our contract, man. What can you say? We're not supposed to talk about that at all. Hey, Tuck says... Tuck is checking in the chat room. Excuse me for coughing. Tuck wants to know... Don't forget to mention the new podcast. Tuck's new podcast...
Oh, cool. Yeah, man.
It's over at...
I heard it the other day, man.
It's called Revolutuck. And it is... Revolutuckshow.blogspot.com. And again, that's Revolutuckshow.blogspot.com. So, you know, like Revolution, R-E-V-O-L-U, Tuckshow.blogspot.com. Or if not, you know, get a hold of him at 1-800-TUCKER-MIKE, and he'll be happy to tell you how to do it. He said a new show was put up tonight, so that's awesome. Tuck is... joining in, he can't do a live show, but he can definitely do a podcast, and I'm looking forward to hearing that tomorrow. I'm going to have to download that myself, man. I wonder if Tuck knows about being on iTunes, man. It's a very good thing to do. Very good thing to do.
That's the way to go, man. You know how many people listen just from iTunes?
Well, man, there it is. Okay, well, moving right along, the next prank call of the night here. We're going to call Ancient Martial Arts now. Jin, are you going to try to call in for this? Did you got the phone number here to call?
Yes, I'm going to call in right now from my landline. Hold on a second.
All right, good deal. Make it so. All right. He will be calling in a moment. Hey, what's that song we used to always play when we called Britain, Milkman? The Rolling Stones, right? Wasn't it Satisfaction?
Oh, yeah.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Can't get no satisfaction.
I'll play that next. Oh, look, we got the Boom Boom Room Nightclub. Sweet. Okay.
Alright, here we go.
Alright, hang on. Put yourself on mute on the computer.
Or we'll be all confused. Alright, Jen.
Right. I'll just go my headphones off. Everything's fine.
Alright, hello. Hello, man.
Hello.
Okay, you ready to call this martial arts place?
I am ready as ever.
Do you know what martial arts are?
What martial arts did I do?
I don't know. It's this ancient martial arts, so I can imagine.
I'm ready.
Yeah. What's an ancient martial art?
Fuck that, but we were about to find out.
Yeah, Milkman, what was the first martial art? Any idea? Kung Fu?
Ancient martial art was, yeah. Well, Kung Fu is very ancient. Yeah, and karate in different forms.
Karate. All right, well, Jin, hang on. I'm going to conference us in with that number, okay?
Yeah, cool.
All right, 10-4.
Modern martial art would be something that would be actually a mix of some older styles. Yeah, actually, I held a belt in Taekwondo.
And try calling again without blocking your number.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is turning on great. That number doesn't take anonymous callers. Fuck. All right, well, we're going to move on. We got tons of more numbers here. Hang on. I got the Boom Boom Room Nightclub. Let me try that. Oh, this is a sushi bar, too. Hang on.
Sushi bar. Let's do the sushi bar.
All right, let's see if this works. This is the Love Boat Sushi Bar. An Asian woman answered about... 20 minutes ago, so we should be up. I feel confident about this one working out, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for calling Love Boat Sushi. How may I help you?
Oh, I am calling because you are a sushi bar.
Mm-hmm.
You are a sushi bar, yeah?
Uh-huh, sushi bar.
Do you speak Chinese?
Excuse me?
Do you speak Chinese?
Chinese?
Chinese.
No.
You don't see that. Oh, let me ask you a question. Do you know how to bite?
Excuse me?
You know how to bite, like martial art. But I want to learn martial art. But you tell me, my friend, he tell me to go to sushi bar and they teach me how to bite. Hello?
sorry.
How are you? I want to, you teach me how to fight. My friend, he called me on the telephone and he said, call the sushi bar and they teach you how to kill someone.
I'm sorry, I can't understand.
Why is the problem? You can't hear me? Or?
Are you looking for somebody?
I'm looking for someone help me to fight someone else. So my friend, he gave me your telephone number, and he said, call you, and you tell me to how to fight someone. And I want to, because I have many enemies, and I want to kill.
So are you coming here?
I want to know, how long are you open?
Tonight, until 10 o'clock.
Now I come in and you teach me how to fight.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have no idea.
What you mean? You have no idea? I'll come in 5 minutes, I'll be there, and you teach me how to fight.
Are you gonna eat in here?
I don't want to eat. I want to fight.
Hiring?
Hi, where? I want to fight. I want to war, you know?
To go?
To a deal. I want to fight.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Why are you sorry? I want you to tell me how to fight. Why are you sorry? Hello? You are not very nice to me. I want to just learn how to fight. My friend, he told me you teach me. I used to call sushi bar and you tell me how to fight.
I cannot understand. I'm gonna give the phone to
you
the other person. Can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, okay.
Can you tell him? Okay?
Yeah.
What is being angry? Better.
What's up?
Hello?
Good Lord, what the hell is wrong with that other lady? I can't understand.
I'm sorry.
Out of her mind, isn't she?
I'm sorry, the phone is so fast.
Madam, I'm sorry?
The phone is kind of far, so it's hard to hear you.
Well, madam, I'm so disappointed. I was talking to your friend a moment ago, and she just blasted off, and she said, I can't understand. All that bizarre, rubbish, utter nonsense. You can understand me, can't you, my dear?
Oh, sorry. So, do you want to order to go?
Oh, madam, I would love to make an order. Now, just a question now. What kind of meat do you serve there?
Oh, so you
madam?
Don't want to order to go?
To go? No, madam. What kind of meat do you serve there?
What kind of business are we doing?
Yes, what kind of business? I know what kind of business your restaurant, but I'd like to know, madam, what kind of meat do you serve there? Do you serve human flesh?
I'm sorry, because the waitress is not the first language, it is not the English.
Oh,
so
Lord,
it's hard to understand.
What's your first language, madam?
Hmm?
What is your first language, madam?
Oh, her first language is Korean.
Oh, I know Hapkido. I was in the martial arts. Never mind. Madam, I just wonder, what do you do there? You serve meat, yes?
Oh, so you're going to come here?
You serve meat. Meat. Do you know? You serve meat.
Meat?
Meat. Yes, do you serve it?
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yes, you do. Yes or no?
Yes, we have a meat.
Oh, yes, good. Do you have human meat from the human meat market in Korea? I have friends over there, they can probably ship it to you. Madam?
Yes?
Yes, good Lord. Madam, do you have human flesh?
So you want to come to here to eat, right?
Yes, I want to come there to eat human.
You want to eat a human?
Yes, madam. Yes, of course. Now you've caught on. That's wonderful. Madam, I'd like to eat human flesh, and I know that you can get it in Korea, and now Korea is your first language, madam. I'm sure we can come to some sort of arrangement here.
Hold a second.
Oh, yes, madam. I will hold on as long as you got. Just that we're on the radio right now, and I don't know if that's fun.
Never
mind. So we're
with me, Talisa?
I don't know if you can hear me. But I think this is good shit. Yes, I hope so. Give me a sign. Somebody tell me this is good shit.
Hello? You know what, hello?
The customer, I want to eat meat. Human.
What the fuck is this going on in the background? Oh my god.
Hello?
Hey man, what's going on? Yo, I was just talking to this baby about a minute ago. I don't know what's going on about, man. You going on about fish or something, man. What's up, man?
Hello?
Hey man, what you doing?
Yeah,
man. What's up, man? What you talking about, man? Yo, baby over there, she was on the phone a minute ago, man. She was going on about some shit right there.
Baby?
Like eating a human or some shit, man. I don't know what the
who
fuck
is
going on about. What's up, man?
What's up, brother? Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, man? What you talking about, man?
Yeah, who are you?
Yeah, man. What's up, what?
Huh?
What you saying, man? I can't hear what you're saying, man. What's up, man?
What's up, Kerr?
What's up, what?
Tell me, what you want?
What you talking about, man? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Listen, man. Look, yo. This baby I was talking to a minute ago, she was going on about eating some meat or something, man. I don't know what the fuck, man. Crazy bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you looking for somebody?
Yeah, I'm not, man. What the fuck? Yo, yeah, everybody tell me I'm looking for somebody, man.
What's his name? You looking for somebody, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for Bruce, man.
Are you looking for Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce, man.
You're looking for Bruce? He's a African-American or?
He's a white maker? What the fuck? No, man, he's Bruce Lee, man. He's a crazy motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I can understand. What you talking about?
Yo, I'm talking about
what
you
talking
ass.
About, Kurt?
No, listen, man. Look,
what's your brother?
Phone, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
whoa.
Buddy.
Whoa.
Buddy, tell
what's
me
up,
something.
Man?
Tell me what you want.
What the fuck? What you mean what I want? I want to talk, man. I just want to chill out.
Yeah,
you know?
what you talking about? This is Derek.
You know what I'm saying? What?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
What you talking about?
What the fuck? Yo, man.
You
want
to praise something for the to the order or the... You wanna look for somebody or?
No, I was gonna tell you something,
else?
Man. I was gonna tell you something. Can you get those babes?
Yeah. You come in here. Come in, please. Yeah,
you
I wait.
Listen, man.
I
on the radio
I wait
right
you.
Now, motherfucker. You on the radio?
Hey, man.
How do you feel?
Do not talk about it like that.
Do not talk about your heart. I will not talk about you again. Okay. So you've been a great sport, right? Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Hang up the phone.
Whoa. Did you order him to...
Hello?
Did you order him to hang up the phone at the end there?
Yeah.
It's funny. Hang up the phone.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was good. Three different... Right. Was that three different voices I counted?
Three, yeah.
Well, right on, man.
I heard that was a hit. I'm sorry.
It was good. It was good. It was good because it went... The first one was kind of eh. The second one with the eating was funny. The third one was just funny because that guy was like, you know what I mean? This,
yeah, it was
the,
pretty good.
Asian guys are funny. Very well done, man.
Thanks, man.
Awesome. Right,
I'm going to come back on the TV.
All right, we'll catch you on the system. All right, man. Good work. Not you. Hey. Not you. Hey, guys, we're back. Where's Milkman? Oh, Milkman's on mute. Holy shit. Of course he's on mute. We'll unmute the warrior first. Then we'll all meet the milkman. Then we'll all meet the gin man. And here we are. Good. I got a lot of stuff going on here in the background tonight. I'm trying to pay as much attention as I can to the show. And my computer is being a little gay
hey.
Too. What? What?
Is that Galo? I mean Lego in the chat?
I don't know. I don't think so. Where?
Yeah, he just came in. Yeah.
Well, what's he want, man? Well, what's his beef?
I don't think he's here to cause trouble, man. Just,
All right, good. But, anybody's welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's welcome. One of my Winamps froze, which is not good. We may lose the stream. We may lose the stream here momentarily. That would be bad. Just one moment.
The darkness falls.
Jim, welcome, clone.
Yeah? Good. Good. Well, hey.
yeah, I'll welcome him and then I'll fucking ban him.
Nice.
Yeah, welcome with your little Bobby badge again, man.
All right, man. Let's just be, you know, let's be civil. There's no need for hate. Anything like that. No hostility.
10-4, Herr Commandant.
10-4. That's right. 10-4. I gotcha. 10-4. Gotcha. All right. Nunu wants us to call Japan. Now, Milkman, isn't that pretty expensive? Is it going to be pretty expensive?
Yeah, that is expensive.
I don't know if we can afford that, man.
Actually, on those cards, it may not be that bad.
To Japan? I don't know, man. I don't know. Well,
Japan has a good rate. If you call the Philippines, it's going to be expensive.
But Japan has a good rate, seriously? That's crazy. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, because they're pretty big in commerce, you know.
All right, hang on. Let's find out. Let me try to call Japan here. We're going to call... What is this now? Okay, hang on. Break the music real quick. This is what exactly now? This is a bar in Japan? Is that what it is? A barbershop? What's going on here? Nunu says... Yeah, it's a barbershop in Japan on webcam. Sure enough, he said it looks kind of crowded, and the...
What's your link?
Well, where's the damn link to the webcam?
It's already been posted in the chat room.
Oh, I've got it. I've seen
oh,
it.
He's been posting the damn nanny cams all night.
Oh, well,
I didn't know that.
Jin has it. It's salon-net.org, but we're posting a direct link to the webcam, the live webcam there now. I cannot see it. Let me try to open it now without crashing the stream. Just one moment.
Oh, okay. There it is. I'll be darned.
Yeah? Oh, look at that.
It's
wow.
Day over there. What well, the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Well, over there. What time is it now?
Yeah. Milkman. We're 13 hours away.
Yeah. Milkman is... you got
6 o'clock in the morning. No, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Milkman, you have relatives in Japan, right? Don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got relatives all over, man.
That's good. All right. Well, we're going to call these Japanese people. Right on. I won't be too offensive, Milkman. Right.
Try to talk slow because they probably won't have great English.
So what do you say? Is it wasi wasi? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
No, mushy mushy.
Mushy mushy.
Mushy.
Not wasi wasi. Yeah, it's mushy mushy. I have it. I kind of have
mushy,
it.
Mushy
mushy. Mushy mushy. I don't know. Mushy mushy.
Oh, mushy mush. I think they say mushy mush sometimes.
Mushy mush. Yeah, that's like the slang way of saying it. Sweet. Okay. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with that in just a moment here.
This is going to roll.
I haven't played this one in a while.
If you speak slow and clear English, they'll speak to you.
Super.
Well, it's not bad. Hour 9 minutes.
Does Nunu even confirm these numbers?
I don't know. It sounds Japanese. Can you understand that, Milkman?
Hear me the message, please. Urusai, bakachin.
Well, domo arigato for nothing, Nunu. Hey, Athena, stop snoring. Alright, thank you. Jesus.
Put the mic over by it next time first.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. What are you yelling
Let's
for? You're so weird sometimes, Milkman. God, man. Just start yelling. Well, shit, I wanted to talk to Japan, man. What the hell? Can someone...
Yeah, that would have been really good.
Yeah, Paul Steingarten, man.
Well, someone give me a number in Japan. Give me a Hilton in Japan or something, or the McDonald's.
All right, let me try.
The McDonald's in Japan. I know there's a McDonald's in there. That island.
Oh, yeah,
country.
They got a lot of them, man.
That island nation. KFC in Japan. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they have them too, man.
I'll be Rotisserie Wallace, the KFC manager who's trying to get transferred to Japan.
Try to find some in Tokyo because you'll find a lot of English speakers there.
Yeah, let's call Japan, man. Come on, guys. Give me some Japan numbers. Let's get pumped up for Japan. Ching chong, chang chong, ching. I'm sorry.
Hey, Brad. We assaulted the great island nation of Great Britain, and now we're moving to the Far East, the land of the rising sun. Here we come, Japan.
You know what? I miss Dr. Lego already, man. This sucks, man. He was like my brother, man. I mean, I love that guy, man.
Bro.
Bro.
I'll try and cheer you up and say bro every 5 minutes, okay?
Bro. Hey, how about that bro song, huh? You like that bro song that we played?
Cool. You gotta play it again one more time, man.
Hang on, let me find it here. I don't know if I have it readily available.
Before the end of the night, I want to hear the cologne call again. That was classic.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Sandman did a hell of a job.
Definitely. Sandman. That wasn't Sandman. I guess it was Jen. He's taking responsibility for it.
Oh, you sure?
He did.
That was me, yeah.
See?
That was me.
It doesn't sound like Jen, man. You got a damn good idea.
It was me, though, man. I did tell you about it.
I think you're being kind of a dick, bro.
Fuck you! Bro. I love that. I think you're being kind of a dick, bro.
I say, fuck you, you
bro.
Pussy ass motherfucker!
Bro.
You
bro.
Dick
bro.
Sucker!
Bro.
It's done. Bro. Now that the representative of South Africa has been
fined. Alright, enough of that. Anyway, from now on, Dr. Lego will be known as Dr. Bro. And Zolar will be known as Hoo Ha. I don't know. We got to come up with a name for Zolar. Hoolar.
Zolard?
Hoo-har? Hoo-har. I don't know. Whatever. Fucking gay. I hate talking like that. I have such a stupid voice. Whatever. Gentlemen, Casanova Italian.
In the Eddie voice.
We've got the Casanova Italian restaurant in Delhi. Hey, I got to open a toll-free lines. Let's take some, you know, maybe we should take some callers on a night like tonight, you know? All right, well, let me.
You know what? I really want to hear from somebody. I'd love to hear from the wild, crazy, knucklehead bastard from California.
Well, I bet you anything, Jonathan is busy super speed dialing the number right now. So,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, come on, man. You know Jonathan. Let's toss this. Jesus, that was loud. Anyway, I'm having audio problems tonight, unfortunately. Give me a moment here. The toll-free line again is 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can call us here toll-free anywhere in the United States of America. 1-888-278-8509. The toll-free line is now open. You got the time, and we got the dime. Ain't that right, milkman?
Bro. That's right, bro.
That's right, bro. All right, bro.
Bro.
Right on. Okay, so let's continue here. We're going to call the Jack in
Hebrew.
We're calling the Jack in the Box restaurant in Kennewick, Washington.
I say bro in Hebrew.
In Hebrew? Jonathan's calling in. Jonathan, everybody. We're about to talk to Jonathan. This will be interesting.
Jonathan, you're on Madhouse Radio.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not much. I'm in both chat rooms. I'm under a different name in PCU.
Oh yeah? Well, good, man. Good for you. Don't be shy. Just as long. We want everybody to feel welcome in PCU, man. It's a great thing.
Yeah, I'm under the Kang Kang name.
Oh, Kang Kang. Right on. So what's the story of Kang Kang? Why Kang Kang?
Kang Kang.
Well, what is the Kang Kang story, man?
Well, it's kind of a fun story. My toy came up with that name, and it just cracked me up.
Okay, that's it. Is that the only way you can explain the Kang Kang name?
Yeah, it'll start moving ahead soon.
you got stuff in the background, man.
Oh, hell.
I like that. It's funny. I'm coughing way too much. Wow, man. So guess what, man?
What's up?
We're going to take an offering tonight for you, Jonathan. To get your bus... We're taking an offering tonight to get your bus washed.
Oh, really?
I know you've been really... Every other day you tell me that, oh, I want to get my bus washed. I'm going to get it washed. You know, how do you get a school bus washed? You get up there with a broom? You know, like you scrub it down with one of those big... floor brooms that they use, you know what I mean? Those big long ones?
Yeah, just like in a regular old car wash, the manual ones, we just use those.
Oh, really?
Buses also.
Okay, like the kind that washes trailers and like semis and stuff like that? Okay. Cool, man. Right on. Right on. Well, Jonathan, it wouldn't be a show without talking to you, so we had to open the lines. I know you'd want to call. You have any thoughts? You have any thoughts on what may have transpired earlier tonight? Anything you want to say?
Well, I have no clue what's been going on in the PCR room, but I'm not real worried with it. As long as I'm welcome in PCU to listen to you, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you don't, you know. Even if we weren't welcome in PCU, we'd have somewhere to go. We'd have somewhere to be. There'd be a chat room. There'd be the toll-free line. There'd be the messengers. And this show will live on. You know what I mean? And the same situation. If KDK had come across like Lego did on Monday night and disrespected me like a man and disrespected my person, I would have acted in the same way with him. I would have dropped KDK. But KDK has never disrespected me on my person.
He's never tried to
like
he
did.
Nipples.
You know?
Yeah, KDK's not a bad guy. He may be silly at sometimes, but it's all good.
He's got an ego. I mean, he admits it. I agree. I'm not going to say that he always makes me laugh. He makes me laugh quite a bit. I enjoy his show, but I don't like everything. I, too, am a little wary when it gets to be him and Keith talking about cats and homosex, and that's fine. I mean, I'm more open-minded, and yeah, even that bothers me sometimes, but not to the point that I'm going to, like, ruin my life over it, you know what I mean? Anyway. Yeah, anyway. So, KDK and me, we're cool. Me and Dr. Legger are cool as far as I know. The rest of the PCR people, I don't know what to say. You know, I can't vouch for them. So there it is. All right, man.
All right.
All right, well, you take care of yourself, Jonathan. Now's your time to say hi to your fans.
I would just like to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and a special hi to KDK. I'm glad that you welcomed me back up in PCU.
Woo.
Hope y'all have a pleasant weekend, and have fun.
Woo, Jonathan, woo. Woo,
right.
Man. Woo. Give me a woo.
What the heck is a cane
woo.
Thing? I didn't hear it.
Say woo. Give me a big woo.
Woo!
Woo! All right. Later, Jonathan.
Woo. All right, later.
Well, Jonathan's a great sport.
Hey, play that again. What was that riff you just did? Go ding, ding, ding. Do that real quick. That's not it. That was different. Anyway. Stop playing that out-of-tune banjo like Saigon would say. Oh, I miss Saigon, man. I miss Saigon so much already, man.
You know what?
Yeah.
Every time I take a shit, just before I flush it, I think of Saigon, so I never went without him.
Well, sweet, man. That's awesome. Praise be to Allah. Is that how you do it, man? Yeah, man. That's how Milkman takes a shit, everybody.
Woo! Damn! That was good.
That's sick,
my
Milkman.
My butt itches now.
You're a sick bastard. We're going to have to take a break. Jen, how are you feeling about the show so far? We're moving okay, you know. I think we're doing better than I thought we would.
I fucking love it, mate. Much quicker than last week.
That's true. Well, Sunday show. Yeah, Sunday show was, yeah, that was a story right there. I did it.
Dude, you was out of sorts, man.
Yeah, I was not. And I'm kind of out of sorts still right now, too. I'm under a lot of stress in my personal life right now, and it's taken a lot for me to do a show tonight. But I would like to thank all, I want to thank all 32 of you who are listening live tonight. That's awesome. And that's the truth. We've got 23 people listening on PCU, and we've got 9 people listening on the mouth. Well, that's 32 of you rubbernecks right now
Hi.
Who are listening.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, everybody. No problems there. I appreciate it very much. Okay, I really need to get the break here ready. Hang on just a moment here. Milkman, talk about something, all right? Talk about the, I don't know, the toll-free line. Yeah, give the toll-free line out right quick.
888-278-8509. Call in and have us speak right here in the madhouse.
That's right, do that.
Welcome back, our good buddy, that warrior also.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. The warrior, yeah, he's in here too, man.
Bastard, if you're out there, please call in.
The warrior was in, he was in jail. That's okay. We bailed him out. I told him we would get him out, motherfucker. We had 4 car washes, right, Milkman? And we finally raised that $1,000.
Exactly, man.
And if it wasn't for us buying weed, we would have...
We also top up a whole crate of cigarettes.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then we went to Miami. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. All right, guys. We're going to take a friggin' ass break. Hang on, let me think real quick what I'm going to play. There we go. Okay, everybody. Like I said, we're going to take a break real quick. It is now 12:32 a.m. So do not go anywhere. We'll be right back after this.
Play my song.
Yes, we will. Fear not.
That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed.
Ice Cube, motherfucker.
But that's it. Right here, he's not.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Smoke some weed!
Hooja, hooja. Happy New Year.
Oh, man, I'm the best there is, honey. You're going to look at me and go, woo!
This is me.
Well, who's me?
Giving you the word of love.
They must have some crazy dogs, as I don't want your crazy dog. Get on gone.
Or do you like the little young black man?
I
won't
be sad.
You're
going to
cry.
I won't cry.
You're going to cry.
Resolute cuck.
Revoluchuck show.blogspot.com prank call podcast internet for you, for your family, for your future children. It's all right here.
Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever make you who you are.
Where's Carlito? Where's Carlito? Where's Carlito? I'm Jen. Where's Carlito? Where?
What's wrong with the mic?
Just getting bored with this music.
You don't like that music.
Yeah, man.
What's wrong with
that? I cannot believe it. I want to thank you for playing that 8-track, man.
Good.
That was one of my favorite 8-tracks, Carlito.
You had an 8-track player? I did too, man. I had this 8-track of this guy called...
That's the same one I had, man. I can't believe you got the same tape.
No, not the same. Yeah, I had the 8-track hooked up to the... Yeah, no. No, I don't have 8-tracks.
To the computer. I know.
My dad
that's
used
wonderful,
to,
man.
My dad used to have an 8-track.
Yeah, I like 3 8-tracks of that.
Yeah? That's crazy.
I can't believe it comes up. Smoke to that.
Dude, so what was the deal with 8-tracks? You couldn't rewind them at all, man. That sucked. You
no,
know?
Dude, they looped.
Huh? Yeah, they looped.
You had 4 different tracks. And then each one had about like 3 or 4 songs on it.
Yeah,
back
but...
In,
yeah, but...
It was jump tracks. You could always jump back to that track.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can never repeat a song though, right? I don't think you could you?
Yeah, sure you could.
Oh, you could? Oh, okay.
A couple of them played in the queue.
Oh, each tape had 4 songs on it, right? And you'd hit it and it'd go... And it'd go to the one... Yeah, I
remember. Right, each section had like 4 songs.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that now. Oh, my God, 8-tracks, man.
They actually sounded a hell of a lot better, man, than cassette. A lot of people don't realize the fidelity was better. That's why they still use them in radio stations today.
Yep.
Because you're using a quarter-inch tape set. An 8-inch tape.
Yeah, they use carts at the radio station. So, except for, you know, Sirius is all digital, though. Like, you hear the Stern Show, one of the biggest things that Howard talked about was that he never had to touch a cart again. And, it was, like, really hard for him to get used to it. It took him a few months to get used to not handling the carts anymore. But he got it down. It's all upline. It's all files that they share, you know what I mean, on servers. Think about it, you know. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, man.
You know, but You're doing it for yourself. We are boring everybody talking about horse shit. I'm sorry. You know?
Boring.
Well, we did just take a flush earlier.
We did.
So bygones out of the house.
Yeah.
Back to the house, my buddy.
Hey, we got breaking news from the Satellite Center. Breaking news from Lonesome Loser.
All right.
We have a 7-Eleven in Japan. We also have a hotel in Japan, and we have a Costco. There's a Costco wholesale in Japan. Wow, man, that's awesome! Look at that, man. We got three numbers in Japan to call, guys. I am so excited. You have no idea. What time is it in Japan, fellas?
You can't.
What time is it in Japan? 1 p.m.
13 hours. So let's see. 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
2:42 p.m.
That's pretty fast. Good work. what's your name? Shit, Jin.
Jin, yeah, the wonders of Google, mate.
Yeah, man. You get a gold star. You get three gold stars. Two more. Congratulations.
Nice, Jin.
All right. Yeah, enjoy that. All right, I'm gonna stop coughing now, and I'm gonna call. I'm gonna call the 7-Eleven in Japan. Son of a bitch, huh? Here we go in just a moment. We're going to play something here. I don't know
I
what
to do. They have those green hot dogs, or do they have sushi there? Or
I don't know.
Bento box?
Well,
what?
I heard the pussy goes sideways.
Ask for the bento box.
I'm going to ask if the pussy goes sideways. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with Japan. Japan, live in the mouth.
Actually, man, you got new versions, man.
もしもし。もしもし。もしもし。Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Good evening. Good afternoon. Does someone speak?
Good evening.
Does someone speak English there?
No, we don't have any English speakers. Do you have any Japanese speakers?
Yes. No. I just want to know if it goes sideways on you down there.
Sorry, we don't have any English speakers.
Okay, are you reading that off of something, honey? I don't understand.
Pardon?
I don't understand you very well, honey. But I'm just wondering if your vagina goes sideways. Because we have a bet. You know?
Sorry.
Is it
called?
Japan?
Call again in Japanese.
Japan?
Pardon?
This is Japan?
Yes.
7-Eleven?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes, this is 7-Eleven Japan Corporation.
Do you have beer? Damn
Pardon?
It. Sake?
Sake?
Yes. Sake. Love me long time.
Saki.
Yeah, that one. Lady, you getting turned on?
Sorry.
You don't understand?
I.
Baby, come on.
No, I.
Oh, please.
I can't understand.
Oh, you know. You like. Hey, listen.
Sorry.
Listen, baby. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. You like that? Huh?
Hi.
You know what that means.
Hi.
Hi. Yes?
No, I can't speak English, sorry.
You're into me, aren't you? I mean, I'm feeling this between me and you, baby. You want to marry me?
Again.
Come on,
in
baby. You want
Japanese? Or please send a letter to here.
Well, you and me, let's get married, and I'll get you your citizenship, and then you know we'll pop a few rice burgers out.
Thank you for your call. Bye.
All right, thank you. What a nice lady.
That was a killer.
That was good.
That was weird. Dude, I really think I turned around with the whole la 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 thing. Did you hear her? She's like, she said hi.
As soon as she said sucky, she was like, sucky.
No, she knows what it meant. I think I turned her on. Did you hear her? I'm serious. You heard her way she
yeah,
got.
Yeah, I was listening.
Oh yeah, I heard.
She got wet down there, everybody. You know what it is. You know how American women get turned on by this guy Jin and his accent. You know, from Britain. It's just like that. They're into the American accent. They hear, oh my God, he's got an American accent. He must be hot. He's Tom Cruise. He's that lady who probably thinks a little. He's American man like Tom Cruise. Well, guess what? I look like Milkman. Ha ha ha. That's a big letdown for the ladies over there in Japan. I should go to Japan. It'd be fun.
Nah, he's not that bad. Come on, man.
No, did you hear how well she was saying that, though? She was like, she had that down, like, perfect. That part that I said? Oh, the part that she was saying? What was she saying again? She's like...
Sucky, sucky?
No, she said, we do not have any English speakers. Do you have any Japanese speakers? And I was like, wow. I guess
she said it
in perfect English. It was really creepy, like she had trained just that to say it. That was kind of creepy. That's a cool place.
I told you, they learn English, man.
Yeah, we're gonna have to call Japan next. Hang on, we got two other numbers here in Japan. Fall says Milkman is the opposite of Tom Cruise. I'm sorry, Milkman.
Oh, Paul. I love you. You're the greatest.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to call the Costco Wholesale Japan. Costco Wholesale in Japan. We need Japanese music, like I'm turning Japanese and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, what do we play here? Hang on. All right. Excuse me. We'll be right back after this.
Cash food. I know you wasn't referring to me, Paul. Broke my heart.
Cash food, everything around me. Cream it.
Don't start prank calling me now.
Flash it out. Word up. Cash food, everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
On the crime side, the New York Times side, staying alive was no job, had second hands, moms bounced on old man, so then we moved to Shaolin land, a young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth, low goose, only way I begin to G-York was drug loot, and let's start it like this son, rolling with this one, and that one, pulling out gats for fun, but it was just a dream for the team, who was a
don't friend. Panic, Milkman, I got it under control, thank you. All right. All right, why isn't Japan ringing? What happened? Did they get hit by a tsunami? Jesus, finally. Freaking hold up. Hello? Hello? Mushimushi. Hey. Hey, what's the big deal with the phone taking so long to ring over there, huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
No what? Hey, bring me some towels, please.
Nothing.
Ma'am?
Nothing.
Are you connecting?
No. Huh?
What are you doing? Ma'am, come on. Jesus. She just hangs up. How rude of her, huh? Milkman, what's your take on that? Milkman chuckles.
AT&T Security, we have control of your line.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that last week. That was awesome. This is AT&T
Come
Security.
To your door now.
Yeah.
We are waiting with the bracelet.
I'm waiting for the...
you got to call back AT&T Security and then patch over to the Japan hotel there.
That was a funny moment last week when AT&T Security... That was Sunday, yeah. I didn't even think about editing that. I've been so busy. Oh, my God. I got to edit that this weekend. Holy shit. Yeah. We got two episodes for the podcast.
Playing that clip to the victims.
Jen, tell Carlito about Tux Tuck. We plugged your damn podcast.
We already mentioned that, didn't we?
I mean, yeah. Dude, look at Tuck, man. I mean, hey, you know.
Well, I was on the show, and it was pretty good. I actually let him down because you know my mic was fucked.
Oh man. Well, hell, Tuck over here, man. He's
I'm so sorry, Tuck. I'm so sorry.
Tuck, you got your free plugs, but hey, come on, man. Don't be a, you know. Jeez, he's like, plug that shit, man. What's going on, man? Tell them about my podcast.
Tuck's a wannabe artist.
Tell them about my Tuckcast, man. This is awesome, man. I prank, I prank called Cheese Boy with John.
I drew that good when I was in 10th grade.
I mean, that sucks.
I can't believe it.
I don't know, man.
The hell's going on?
That's crazy.
I got a great song, man. I wish you'd play it for me.
Did I get it yet? Is it completed?
Of course.
All right, fine. Hang on just a moment. I will play that.
Check your messages. We got an India number in your box there.
India, huh?
Call up and do your Indian accent, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. Do we have a... Oh, look at...
Oh,
we
this
got,
is a great song, man. Is this a dedication?
Yeah, this one goes out to all you Chicago
this
fans.
This is a dedication to all of you Colts fans.
This better be good. All right, we're going to call the Hard Rock Cafe in Tokyo.
Let it play through, man.
Hard Rock Cafe in Tokyo. One moment.
Look, Ben, I'm sorry I was kind of rough with you. That song didn't suck. It was actually kind of good. Kind of a good song. Hey, Neil's excuse me? Hello, sir? Hello? Mushy Mushy? Mushy Mushy? Hello? Sir?
Hey.
Sir? Hello? Mushy Mushy? Hey, sir, do you speak English over there, man? Do you have an English American over there speaking American? Come on, man. Hey, buddy, where can they get some 2x4s, huh? Where can they make some 2x4s? I'm trying to make a crucifix. You know what I mean? 2x4? Sir?
You know?
Can you get someone who speaks English, please?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, I want to let you know, number one, I'm an American citizen and I have American dollars. And technically, you are my subject because we beat you in war. So please get me an American speaking person ASAP. Hello. Mushy Mushy. Okay, I'm on hold. Here we go. You gotta throw around that we kicked your ass in World War II thing sometimes, man. I don't like to do that, but I have to.
I love the meaty hold button.
Ding dong, ding dong.
It's like a wind up Casio. It's like a wind up Casio organ, you know.
It is. This is crazy.
You know, I'm not surprised they got so many suicides in Japan.
Dude.
Yeah, no, this kind of music, huh?
Dude, you know you're on eternal hold.
Hello? Hey, how are you? Are you the English speaker? Sir?
You need to be just ready to be.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Wiggle it just a little bit? Okay, I need 2x4s, please. Do you have 2x4s?
What?
I need wood. 2x4 piece of wood. Sir.
See?
Sir. Sir. 2x4 piece of wood? Come on, man. I'm trying to make a crucifix. Do you know what a crucifix is?
No.
Hataharu Morimoto. Morimoto.
What?
Morimoto. Sir?
I don't know.
May I speak to Morimoto, please?
No, Morimoto here.
Yes, Morimoto, Iron Chef Morimoto. Hey, man, you know Tom...
No, Morimoto here.
Tom Cruise, man. I'm Tom Cruise.
I don't know.
You know who Tom Cruise is, man? Come on, you know who Tom Cruise is, man. You know War of the Worlds, man?
No, sorry.
Do you know Top of Gun?
Top. Yeah, I know about that. No,
my name is George Takei.
Oh, come on, man. You don't know Top of Gun?
Yeah.
You know Top Gun, man. You know Tom Cruise was Maverick in Top Gun, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Do you like that movie, man?
Sorry, very busy. Sorry.
No, no, no. Konnichiwa. Listen. Do you like Tom Cruise and Top Gun?
Wait, no. Thank you.
Huh? That's it. I need to get into a really good conversation.
He said, what kind of my son? He don't understand you.
Oh, he did, really? Damn it. What else was he saying? Was he saying anything else of importance, or was he just saying, I don't get it? He was trying to talk English, I suppose.
He was trying to tell you in English, but he didn't know what to say.
Well, they got to, damn it.
They got to get their shit straight over there in Japan.
He enjoyed the Medi hold button.
He did, really?
Yeah.
Do they really? Hello. Thank you for holding. Did you enjoy your hold? Please rate your hold time between 1 and 5. 1 being the lowest,
you
5 being
the
highest.
You got to take a clip out of that Medi hold button, you know?
Yeah, man.
You start using Phantom Power calls, you know?
I need to get the AT&T thing, man. I need to get the AT&T thing, my friend. That's what I got to do. So, Jen, how about that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, man. I think it's almost time. We're going to do one more call. Well, Niels has sent in a bunch of numbers to Japan.
Call the Indian number and do your Indian accent.
India? Now, what's the rate for India?
I want to hear your Indian accent.
I don't think it's good, but I'll try. Aikawa?
May finish the card.
Hey, look at this, man. There's an American Dream Semboku 10 in Japan. Wow. Stop that, man. You used to blame clone for that. Now we know who it was, don't we?
Oh.
Huh?
What? Clone is infiltrated.
No, no, no. Now we know who it is that made the stupid noises every week.
That was a recording, man.
Yeah,
a clone.
Right.
I thought I'd just play it just like the bro thing, you know?
Tamaguchi Kitten Janeo. Anata no Manko.
Who was Arnold? Back
the,
in happy days.
Neboken Nayo. That's what
actually,
I'm going to say.
Neo, why don't you call in? Neo speaks very good Japanese.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She's with PCR. She's friends with Dr. Lego. I don't want to talk to her. She's dirty. She's friends with Dr. Lego, and I don't want to associate with her. No. She will. She'll call. She knows the number.
278-8509.
Right.
Call in and do some of your Japanese
Quiet.
On these people.
Quiet.
Yeah, call in, Neil. I want to hear this Japanese.
Yeah, you do that.
You can even dedicate a couple of the calls.
Lazy Bastard 6 online.
Get your Indian accent ready, the one you always used to use.
This one.
When you did the bing, 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 bing.
Then? Oh, man, I don't remember. I don't remember how to do it.
I left my insulin on top of the machine.
Jesus, man.
You know, the machine that goes bing, 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 bing.
It's not working. Look, man. Look, here I am sitting right now waiting for India to ring. That's it. We're done. We're out of here.
Do you have the bing, bing, bing call?
Man, I really want to talk to that Japanese girl we talked to first, man. She sounded hot, you know?
I did try the darn Indian number.
Can I call her back?
I'll use American numbers because you're not going to get anybody, luckily, to speak English.
Call
Deborah Mansfield of Japan. That's the only thing.
This is heavy.
Oh, one more. New York Grill in Japan.
This is one of the great songs, man, of the madhouse.
This is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. We've got quite a few classics. There's some Pujabi.
It's,
Pujabi rap.
I don't know the name of the guy.
You gotta send me this. This is great.
You got it, man. Hey, baby, what's going on? Mushi Mushi. Mushi Mushi?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Yes,
you speak English?
Yes, how are you?
Do you speak English?
Yes.
Super. Wow.
I do.
It's beautiful, man.
Can we help you, sir?
It's so nice to speak to an English-speaking person in this island. You know, I'm all by myself. You know, no one wants to give me a reservation because they don't understand me, man. You know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I understand you.
Yeah, so from where are you from, kid? Where are you from, man? You know?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I want to book a reservation.
Okay.
I want to come in and eat
where
some...
Where would you like to... I'm sorry?
Yes, does your vagina go sideways or not, please?
You'd like to make your reservation.
Yes, but I want to know...
When would you like to make...
Does it go sideways down
Hello?
There? Do you go sideways down there? Madam?
How much for a geisha? How much for a geisha?
Adam?
Are you sideways down there? You know what I mean? Is it sideways? Does it go slanty sideways instead of up and down? That's all I wanted to know. You know? Can you advise me, please?
Hello?
Jesus, ma'am, do you understand me? Mushi?
Yes, you would like to make your reservation, is that correct?
Okay, what I'm trying to ask is if you would like to engage in sexual fornication. That's all I'm asking right now. I want to see if you are willing to say the phrase that pays. Come on.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
10 p.m. 10
p.m.?
What time is open? Until what time are you?
We open until 10:30.
Oh, can I come in at 9:30?
9:30?
Yes.
For tonight?
Yes.
How many people come?
Just myself. And my son is coming. It is his 21st birthday.
Oh, and for yourself?
Me and my son. Two people.
Two people?
Yes.
May I ask the age of your son, please?
Yeah, sure. He's 21. It's his birthday.
Old?
Birthday today. His birthday is today. You know? He's 21.
21.
21? Yes, today. Today he's 21. Happy birthday. Da 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 da.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And you and your son is 21 years old.
Yeah.
And, you'd like to book at restaurant, is that correct?
Ano sutoripa wa ore no me no mamae de suitichi o irete yagata.
You'd like to make a reservation at the restaurant, is it correct?
Did you understand me, ma'am?
I'm trying to understand you.
Okay.
So, we have restaurant in the bar.
Yeah.
And we only take a reservation for restaurant.
Okay, I want to make a reservation for my son and me at 9:30. And what we're looking for is for a young woman who will urinate on his chest.
Let me check our schedule. One moment, please.
Okay. Who are we going to talk to now, milkman? Oh, no. AT&T security. What are we going to do? Transfer you?
Yeah, we have to call them.
It's our son Clay's birthday. MS3. Clay.
Clay. Cray? Cray? Cray's birthday.
Thank you for waiting, sir.
Hey.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, so, it's okay. We have a table.
Uh-huh. You have a table? What do you have?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hello? Go ahead, please.
May I ask your name, please?
Valente.
Would you spell your name, please?
V-A-G-I-N-A.
G-I-N-A.
Can you say that back?
I'm sorry?
Say it back, please.
G-I-N-A, is that your last name?
No, my last name is V-A... G-I-N-A.
D-A?
Yes.
You're D-I-G-I-N-A?
V?
Is this your last name?
V-A. V-A. Say it back. Say it from the beginning, please.
E-A?
No, no, V.
V?
V.
V. Victory, V?
Victory, yes, victory, yes.
S-E-A-V?
V-A. G-I...
Oh, I'm sorry, I...
Oh, my God.
My telephone is a little bit far.
My telephone's in my ass.
V-A...
I don't know why you don't understand me.
Could you...
Okay, you ready for the last
you
name?
Tell me your first...
Mm.
Yes, last...
Are you ready?
I... Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, so far I got D-A-G-I-N-A.
You...
Is this your last name or first name?
That's the last name, okay? That's close enough. Last name.
Okay, and... Okay. And may I see your first name, too?
Of course. It's P-U-S-S...
P-U?
Yes.
S-S?
Yes, why?
P-U-S-S. This is your...
P-U-S-S-Y.
P-U-S-S-Y.
That's right.
Thank you very much. May I ask you a phone number?
Do you have my name? What is my first name, please?
Okay, your first name is P-U-S-S-Y.
That's right. And last name?
And the last name is D-A-G-I-N-A.
Thank you very much. Okay, and 9:30 p.m.?
Yes, for tonight.
For tonight. Okay. All right, honey.
Is that okay?
Sure, whatever, man. Whatever you say, bro.
You...
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, may I ask your phone number, please?
No. I don't know. I don't know what it is, man.
Are you staying?
I don't have no phone here.
In Japan?
Yeah, I'm in Japan.
Okay.
Of course, yeah, but I don't have no phone. We were talking about my phone. I don't have no phone.
Can I ask?
I ain't got no phone.
Can I ask your name of hotel? That's...
My hotel where I'm...
I made your...
Uh-huh. Go ahead, baby.
Hello?
Yes, baby. Go ahead.
Oh. Can I ask you the name of a hotel where you are staying at now?
Shinjuku Sun Park.
Shinjuku Sun...
Park.
Sun Park.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, baby.
And then I made your... Hello?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Yes.
I made your reservation at 9:30.
あなたのマンコが濡れていますか?
I made your reservation at 9:30 for tonight for two people, two adults. Is that correct?
Tamaguchi kitten janeo.
Would you like to make your reservation?
Hi.
For tonight, for two adults. Is that okay?
Yes, hi.
Okay, then I made your reservation.
All right, whatever. Look, you're boring the shit out of me. I'm going to hang up on you now, okay? That's it. It's over. All right.
Thank you very much.
Domo.
Have a good day.
Domo arigato. Mushi.
Yes.
Mushi.
Yes.
Okay. And my name again, please.
Okay, your last name is D-A-G-I-N-A. First name is P-U-S-S-Y.
Okay, I just want to make sure you had that right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And that's it.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now. All right. See
you. Goodbye.
Mushi.
La la.
She didn't want to hang up the phone, wasting my minutes, milkman. You saw that? Smart bitch. Yeah, I know. I should have had her say madhouse. I know. It was too late. It was dragging on. It was too late. It was too long. It was too much. You know. Yeah.
All right. Zolar.
Yeah, Neo, give me a translation of what I was telling the young lady, please, if you don't mind. Thank you. I think that's it, everybody. I'm out of gas. I would like to thank Storm Shadow, a.k.a. Lonesome Loser, for all this shit tonight.
It's from Domino's Pizza.
No, man. No, not that kind of gas. I'd like to thank Jen for being on tonight. Thanks. Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, no problem.
Or
anytime.
You could have Clone stop back by. He's got a lot of gas.
Clone, yeah. Whatever. I feel bad that the show wasn't 100% tonight. Next week, we'll be back to 100%, everybody. I promise you, Will's going to be here. Hell yeah, man. Will, huh? That's what I'm talking about. Will's gonna be here.
Will.
Who's Will? Who is Will? Well, you'll find out.
Milkman,
I heard you don't like Will very much. Is that true?
I like Will. Will.
Whatever. All right, Milkman. Thanks for being on, man. It was great. All right, we're going to leave.
You're welcome, big man.
Yeah.
You are the man, our fearless leader.
All right.
Here in the madhouse. Mobilizing the militia in DEFCON 1.
Yeah, we're still in DEFCON 1, so guys out there, you know who you are. If we need to defend the nation, we are ready to do so. So you have been forewarned, Zolar.
We have our secret war weapon, birthday weapon, MS3 Clay right here.
That's right, man. Fellow diabetic. All right. So that's it. I want to thank Kitty K. I want to thank, that's it.
We have our special
Ted.
Explosive bomb right here, the gin bomb.
That's right.
Right
gin
out of
bomb.
The UK. German manufactured.
Yeah. German engineering. And it's at its finest.
You got it, baby. Sunday at 1 p.m. Don't get better than that.
Holy shit. That lady, I was asking her if her pussy was wet, and then I said, don't disrespect me, you fuck. Are you serious, man? I really said that? And I also,
by the way, what is the Jen Stewart show, man?
Oh, man.
I don't want to miss that. This guy is hilarious.
I forgot the Jen Stewart show, man.
Yeah, sorry. It'll be on Sunday afternoon, 1 p.m. So 6 p.m. GMT, 1 p.m. Eastern time.
My bad. I'm sorry, Jen. Jen Stewart, I'm sorry.
1 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
That's right.
You know what? I'm going to talk.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm calling real quick. I'm calling back that Japanese lady, the first one I talked to. I'm going to ask her that again.
This is great.
Because I really think.
Sucky, sucky thing again.
I really think she was into me, dude. I really think I get a chance with that.
Ask her if she's a geisha.
I will.
And you have to get her to say madhouse, man.
All right.
Madhouse.
No, get to do sucky sucky, please. Get
yeah,
her to do that.
Sucky sucky, she got so into it, dude. Hang on.
Clock 4, 47 minutes.
Hi, 7-Eleven Japan de gozaimasu.
Hello, 7-Eleven?
Mushi.
Ma'am, are you there? Mushi Mushi?
Mushi Mushi.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, baby?
Mushi Mushi. セブンイレブンジャパンでございます。もしもし。
もしもし。もしもし。
もし
もし。
セブンイレブンジャパンでございます。
What the hell are you saying? Hey, slow it down. Come on, now take it easy with me, alright? I'm a gentleman. You understand? もし。
No.
Yes? I have one question. Please, listen. Please, listen. あなたのマンコが濡れていますか?
Do you have a Japanese speaker?
Yes, he says anata no manko ga nurete imasu ka.
Sorry?
Ameguchi e kiten ja ne o.
Sorry, pardon?
Neboken na yo.
Pardon?
Neboken na yo.
You have a wrong number.
Dubai.
Ano sutoripa wa ore nome non namae de suitici o irete yagata.
I just said that stripper was... I said that stripper...
That is lame, man.
I was saying that stripper was fingering her clit right in front of my face. That's exactly what that meant. Isn't that sick? It's in a Gruden and
you don't say desuka, it's the ska. The ska. The ska.
She's gone. I thought she was into me. That was some other girl. I want to talk to the first girl.
The first girl, she was into me, dude. I'm telling you, I totally thought I could have hit that. If I was in Japan right now, and if I was 80 pounds lighter, I could have hit that, man. Oh, no. Japan. Japan police.
Oh, they're confirming your reservation.
Oh, excellent.
AT&T security.
Tuck, we're ending the show, man.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. What's up, Tuck? How you doing, bro? Is your pussy wet? Happy meat. That's exactly what you said. Is your pussy wet? Happy meat. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Podcast, huh?
Podcast, revolutuckshow.podcast. No. No. I fucked it up. Blogspot.
Wow.
Revolutuckshow.blogspot.com.
All right.
Revolution.
Hey, man.
Revolution.
Do you have that on iTunes yet?
Do I have what?
Have you put it up on iTunes yet? Have you submitted it to iTunes?
Yes, you can subscribe through iTunes. Okay. I have a feed burner setting on there. You
okay.
can use it, and you can subscribe. You can put it on your iTunes, whatever you want.
I recommend you go to dig.com also. They have a podcast service now, too. It's very popular.
Dig.com. I'll look into that. Yes, sir.
DIGG.com. All right, man.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, bro. Sorry to cut you short, but it's late.
No, man. That's all I wanted to do. Just call and say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. Get the word out there. The brand new show is up right now. Jen Stewart called in. We tried to do some calls yesterday. It was a lot of fun, and I hope to continue doing it. And so y'all go over there. When there's no show on, you go over there, you listen to it, you give the support, you give the comments, you let me know what you like, what you don't like, and we'll do some more.
That's how it works, man. That's all you can ask for. Take care of yourself, Tuck.
Okay, y'all have happiness and love to y'all. All right.
Okay,
hey,
then.
Tuck.
All right.
Clone misses you, Tuck.
Clone misses you, Tuck.
Clone is your cunt. You should play my call again. That was fucking brilliant. I'm gonna call him again. I'm gonna do
play
another
the call and play my song too.
All right, we're gonna play those both. I gotta play the outro first. I'm leaving. That's it. I gotta go to sleep. I got shit to do tomorrow. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Milkman. Thank you, everybody else. Thank you for listening.
No problem, man. The sun's come up over here. You know that?
Oh Jesus, how depressing. All right, man. Take care of yourself.
No.
Get some sleep, Jen. Later, Milkman.
Thanks right, for yeah. coming on, big man.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck,
why don't
the fuck are you.
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just that one died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.